It's wonderful to be among fabulous people. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It's wonderful to be among supercalifragilisticexpialidocious people who are just super and wonderful and fantastic. With that, we will say, I love you, I love you, I love you. No, we won't quit yet. We have a few little comments to make about that. We've been sitting here at breakfast in the monastery, and surrounding the round table, like King Arthur and his royal knights, were the absolute monastery royal monks. And all were in deep meditation and in between conversation. And all were saying, we have but one purpose in life, and that is to like ourselves, to live in divine order, and to be peace. In other words, I like myself, I be myself, and I have fun. And that's what it's all about. Then one of our monks remembered a condition that a student had, and as she remembered the condition, she spoke about it. And as she spoke about it, when she said about it, then what happened? The condition was broadcast to everyone. And as the condition was broadcast to everyone, everyone mentally went back to the time that that person had that condition and put that person mentally right back in that condition. And I said, we don't do that around here. We only put the right condition in order. We put the new cause in order. It has nothing to do with the old condition. When you were a little baby and had trouble walking, you were a little baby, couldn't walk heights, you couldn't walk monk heights, you couldn't walk, and you just had to crawl on the floor, and you were down on all fours. You weren't even up on your butt in the air, was on your feet and your hands, but you were down on your knees and your hands. You were just a little runt. Oh, Heinz, you were just, we thought you'd never learn how to walk. No. Doesn't that make Heinz happy?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much. And I suppose you're going to talk about me having diapers and wetting my pants and things like that, too. Oh, yes. Oh, I remember. Well, get off it. Herb, would you mind if I go join some other monastery? And I'd say, I'm with you. We don't talk about the past. We don't even talk about our childhood. Oh, it's so cute. We don't even talk about it because we empower a condition and a control that we don't want. Now, Heinz, you are 99 years old, and you are entering your second childhood. Heinz, what area of your second childhood are you entering? Are you entering the part of your second childhood where you couldn't handle yourself, where everybody had to take care of you? Or are you in your second childhood where you are the questioner, and you are interested in everything, and you are knowing everything, and you are just having a ball, and everything you do is fun, and everywhere you go, you see joy and happiness, and your body is healthy and dynamic and alive, and you feel just like a million, zillion, trillion, billion bucks, you know, and you just say, wow, 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 life is great. Now, is that the second childhood you're entering into? Yeah, it sounds interesting. But I would say, let's let that alone. We left our childhood back where our childhood was, whatever age we felt it was. Some babies never leave their mommy in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, you know. They still are tied to the apron strings. They're still in mama's little kid, you know. And mama has to take care of them, make their meals, and wash their clothes, and clean their room, and you know, tidy up around them, and they never grow up. So we'll never grow up into our spiritual awareness so long as we live in the past. And we are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious people. We're living in the now, in the now, in the now, the only time there is. Now, if you close your eyes and you see yourself in some wonderful, what you might call fairyland, hey, that's not a fairyland. That's the now for you. Mm-hmm. Now, you can make that very real if you wish. You can make that just wonderful if you wish. And it's up to you. But if you're going to think of it in terms of the past, then you're going to take with you that person you were in the past. And say, for instance, your mother won the sweepstakes for $30 million. That's nice, huh? And you were 18 years old. And at the time, you were having influenza and crapidenza and all that other good stuff, you know. And you were just sick as a dog all the time. But you remembered your mother won the $30 million, and that sort of made you happy as you were sick. Well, now, if you go back and remember that, you will remember your sickness, too. You'll remember your unhappiness. So just do yourself a favor. You're 99. See your mother winning the sweepstakes now. And your mother is, what? She's 130, you know? She had you when she was 31, wasn't it? So she's 130. Wow! What a wonderful way to be. How fabulous. Okay, now, what condition is your mother in right now? Ooh, she is really a fabulous lady. But when you look at her, what age do you think of her? Oh, I think of her 130. And I think of her the most marvelous 130 years that ever existed. She is competent, capable. She is sufficient in every way. She's beautiful. Right now? Yes, right now. I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about my mom at 130, you know? Now, science is telling us we're going to be living longer and longer. And some of the ancient Bible characters live hundreds of years. 900 years, you know. And I'm sure there are those who lived even longer but didn't keep a record. Can you imagine trying to keep a record of your life when you're a couple hundred years old or a couple thousand years old? Who cares? Do you want to live in the past or do you want to live in the present? Let's each one of us put our minds so powerfully, joyfully, wonderfully in the now that nothing else really matters. But that's the only thing of any account for any of us. And when we do that, wow, life is worth living. You're all pretty neat, you know? You're my creation. And I create myself with positive, dynamic, forceful, beautiful, rich, healthy, harmonious people. Wow! Ooh. And you know, if you ever try to be anything different than that, I don't notice it. I don't see it. You can't come to me and say you got a problem. You can only come to me and say, I'm getting better all the time. I'm getting richer all the time. Yeah. Wow! You know, I bend my elbow and I say, muscle, show. And it shows.
Really does.
Of course it does. I have muscles. What do you think I do? She's surprised I have muscles. Ellen, let me see yours. Come. Oh, my God. You're bouncing it right out of your shirt. She's fantastic. Hi, let me see your muscle.
Woo! And
Ingeborg? Yeah, Miss Muscle. Yeah. Okay, you see? And it's only getting better. And, Love, you have muscles? Oh, boy. And Mr. Button, do you have Button? You have Love? You have Button? Do you have muscle, Mr. Love?
Yes.
Mr. Button? Yes. And Rex, you rub Rex's body, and you feel like you're rubbing a muscle factory. He is just pure muscle. I ride in the golf cart, and he wants to get in it, and he wants to get out, and wants to get in, and wants to get out. And so he races alongside of it, or ahead of it usually, and I'm going 15 miles an hour, and he's going better. And for a long time. No wonder his lungs are so fantastic, and his appetite is so good. But this is the way to live, in the now, in the now, in happiness, harmony, peace, love, and goodness. I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.